Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He leads away. Australia are away.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. I'm Emily Collin.
And I'm Laura Jolly.
And on the show today, joining us from Mumbai, we've got Grace Harris, the one and only. So Grace is joining us off the back of two cracking knocks. She's shaken off a bit of sickness and is in hot form for the Aussies. First of all, LJ, a bit to cover off. You're on the ground in Mumbai. The Aussies have secured a series win, which is really exciting with a game still to play. But new captain, Alyssa Healy, in a bit of strife after injuring her calf the other night. Any updates from the ground on how Midge is tracking?
Yeah, it didn't look good, did it? She hopped off the ground with her leg in the air and she just looked to be in a lot of pain, which is never a good sign. But all we know at the moment is that she's suffered a calf strain while batting in the last match, and she's going to have some scans when she gets back to Australia in the next few days, which are going to determine the extent of that injury and how long she might be on the sidelines for, which means that I assume Talia McGrath is going to be captain for the final T20.
All happening. There's been a lot of curveballs thrown at the Aussies. I think, yeah, this was what Ash was saying to you the other night. That, yeah, it hasn't been all smooth sailing. There's been a lot of different sort of things happening, but they've managed to just deal with it all as it's come, I guess.
Yeah, it's been like such a contrast to like the Commonwealth Games where they just had the same 11 for every match.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've used everyone over here except for Wallow, who, you know, only arrived late and wasn't even available for selection until the fourth match.
Yeah.
Everyone else has had a go. There's been injuries, illnesses, curveballs galore. Talia McGrath just having to start captaining on the field midway through the game the other night under like huge pressure with India coming really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's been pretty impressive. And on one hand, it would have been really cool to see this go to a deciding match and not have a dead rubber for the fifth T20. But there is probably an element in the Aussie squad, given what's happened with Midge and a few of the other things, that there's probably a bit of relief there that they can just take a deep breath, play this last game, and hopefully get everyone back to Australia in one piece.
Hopefully it's a good game of cricket. I mean, the four games that we've seen so far have been awesome. I, for one, back here in the middle of the night, have loved watching the cricket, and that's saying something at 3 a.m. that I've still managed to enjoy it. And one of the things I've loved, particularly in the last two games, is Elise Perry's form with the bat. She's come out and hit two of her best ever T20 knocks, which I guess, like, in the context of Elise Perry's career, there were so many question marks around whether or not she deserved her spot in Australia's T20 side. So to see the way that she's kind of reimagined her T20 game and remodeled her game has been pretty impressive, like pretty impressive stuff from Pez.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think about it, it was her first time batting in a T20 since October last year. She really only got, you know, she got this opportunity because Meg's not here and Rach retired, and that opened up spots for her to get back into that team, which she earned after a really good WBBL. Didn't get to bat in the first two matches, had to bide her time for the third, and then just came out with like absolute intent.
Yeah.
33 ball 50 and then a 32 ball 50 is just remarkable from her. And she's just, her approach out there has been insane. She came out and hit a sixth first ball the other night, and Ash Gardner said she went up to her and said, what was that? And Pez apparently just went, I don't know. I don't know why I did that.
That is so good. So what a
she's
woman.
She's supposed to be in just such a good mindset right now. And it's really exciting to see that, you know, for one of the greats of the game at the age of, I think, 31, 32, to unlock this whole new part of her game is really exciting, because there probably were a lot of people thinking that she might have been done in the T20 format.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's timed it to perfection. I mean, you can't drop her now heading into a World Cup. Like, she's just been elite. It's been great to see. Yeah.
That middle order, when you look at Ash, Pez, Grace Harris, like what they've been doing, and the potential for Annabelle Sutherland in there to fire as well. It's like that has kind of been the difference between the two teams in the last two matches, has been what those guys have been able to do over the last 10 overs.
Yeah, big time, big time. And it's been a lot of fun to watch. And we've also seen LJ, I guess, a little bit of experimenting with the bowling attack. We've seen Nicola Carey get a run, Heather Graham getting a bit of a run as well in the death overs. How settled do you think things are looking with that T20 lineup heading into the T20 World Cup?
Yeah, I think that's going to be really interesting, because they did say they brought a surplus of pace bowlers on this trip, which they're not necessarily going to have for the Pakistan squad or the World Cup squad, which means that one or two of those who've been here are going to potentially lose their spots when that Pakistan squad's announced. So they've given everyone a go, which is great. Everyone's had an opportunity to show what they can do, but there's going to be some really big calls to be made. And you think Jess Jonathan's going to come back into this side. Really impressive at the death from Megan Shute the other night. That's the sort of over JJ normally would have bowled, but obviously Shooter is class at the death like that too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what they decide are those needs, and, you know, are they set on having a third opening bowling option? Because it doesn't look like they want to use Annabelle or Pez for that. Kim Garth seems to be the preferred option. So has she locked in a spot now alongside Shooter and Darcy?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, it almost seems like this is an audition for the upcoming series against Pakistan, which of course leads into the World Cup. So yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see where they land. And last one, LJ, does the vibe at Brayburn Stadium compared to DY Patil?
It's a slightly smaller ground, but it is also a bit more intimate in that the crowd feels a lot closer.
Nice.
So I think there were maybe 17,000 there the other night, which is a lot smaller than, you know, 47,000 at DY Patil.
Still a lot.
But it's a smaller ground. The crowd's a lot closer to the boundary line. So apparently it just sounded like they were right on top of the players as much as it did at DY Patil. I know the press box area we work in there is outdoors. So there's no barrier between you and the crowd, and it's so loud.
Like, how do you concentrate?
You can't hear the person next to you who you're trying to talk to. It's just been so cool. Like, such a great experience for the players out on the ground, and a challenge too, because when every single thing an India player does is being cheered that loudly, you really do feel like you're getting thrashed.
Yeah.
When you might actually be on top of the game. It's just... like the momentum they can ride too, like when Harmanpreet Kaur started again going the other night and everyone turned their mobile phone lights on, torches on, and they were just cheering so loudly, you could see she started to ride that wave of momentum. And it was a real challenge for Australia to like stop, slow things down and remind themselves that it was still very much in the match.
Yeah, it's wild. It looks completely crazy. Like, it looks like unlike anything we would ever get here in Australia. It looks so cool.
Oh, yeah. It's in some of the biggest crowds most of these players played in front of outside the World Cup final. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
Really great to see.
Nice. Well, I guess we've got one more game to close out the series. So the Aussies will take on India one more time on
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Wednesday morning for the east coast of Australia.
Wednesday morning, 12:30 for those of us, those brave souls who are waking up in the middle of the night to watch. So reminder that you can do that on KO Freebies and Foxtel as well, if you feel so inclined. Otherwise, you can catch up via the KO Mini and, of course, via LJ's awesome coverage on cricket.com.au. But for now, we hope you enjoy what we think is going to be a really fun chat with Grace Harris. We haven't actually spoken to her yet, but we're sure Grace will be up and about in Mumbai. Thank you, as always, for listening. Grace Harris, it's great to see you up in Mumbai. Thank you, as always, for joining us on the Scoop today. We always love it when you come on the show. So looking forward to catching up about all your adventures in Mumbai. So firstly, like, tell us how you're finding your first tour to India.
It's been successful on the field. Hasn't been so successful off it. But I got a bit of illness there in that first week. And I'm still just recovering. So I haven't been as adventurous as some, but very much loved getting out to the Gateway and, you know, going for a couple of walks along the water here. It's very lovely in Mumbai.
What's the craziest thing you've seen so far?
Probably the driving, to be honest. I'm not sure how many cars and tuk-tuks can drive up the wrong way and then just pull into a park. But it's definitely elevated my heart rate because generally you only have to look one way in Australia, and in India you have to look both ways regardless of whatever side of the road you're on.
Wow.
So some of the driving's definitely been crazy. Yeah, it'd be that or it'd be the sailing champs. There's an underage sailing championship happening in Mumbai, and there's been a few boats knocked over.
Well, definitely doesn't sound like it's been boring, and glad to hear that you are recovering and you're well on your way to feeling back to 100%. Grace, what are your thoughts on Indian food? Like, give us, are you a fan, and do you have like a best meal that you've had and maybe a worst meal that you've had over in India?
Yeah, I don't mind spices.
Okay.
I'm impartial. I still like to taste the flavour of my food and not just simply the chili. But chicken tikka masala has probably been number one.
Okay.
The worst so far has been this cheese crostini thing that came for a snack.
Sounds really Indian.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And you've been reunited halfway through this tour with your adventure buddy, Wello. Obviously, no Redders over there, but how are the two of you been? What have the two of you been getting up to?
Yeah, we had our first the only time for our first adventure was yesterday or the day before. We got up to the markets. We've decided to do a Kris Kringle kind of Christmas gifting thing within the team.
Okay.
So I said to Wello, listen, we've got to buy some Indian stuff for the old Christmas draw. And so we went to the Gateway. And then we went to the markets, and after that, you're fairly hot and sweaty. So we returned back to the hotel just for some leisurely time by the pool.
Lovely.
But it was fantastic. We actually got a stranger give us a tour guide. I'm not sure how safe that sounds, but
don't tell Danny.
A gentleman met us on the street, and we were very friendly, and he was very friendly. So he spoke very good English, and he worked at the Times. One of
Excellent.
The biggest Indian media corporations over here.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah, we got an unpaid for chaperone tour around Mumbai City.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you've survived to tell the tale.
Wello's bought a sari. Have you done any shopping like that?
Oh, no. I did buy a cashmere scarf or a pashmina. Is it a pashmina that they call it here? It was a bit much to fork out for the old sari. That I was probably not going to wear outside of India here. But Wello got one pre-made at this tailor's shop that we walked into.
Of course
you
did.
Again, on our guided tour. So it was really fun. But the fabrics over in India, they're fantastic, and there's a variety of prints and colours and the actual fabrics that they're made from, whether they're silk or cotton or linen. So I picked up two very good pashmina scarves. That'll be mum's little, maybe part of her Christmas present.
All right. What a win. And tell us more about the Secret Santa. Like, have you done it yet? And what did you receive?
No, we haven't done the Secret Santa yet. It's going to be at the after the last game when we're all together in the changing rooms, and it's just going to be fun. The rules are it was a 1,000 rupee limit. And
about 20
you get to 20 Aus dollars, roughly, 1,000 rupees. Is that right?
And then
you get to, it's a bit more like all the presents go in, and then I think you're going to draw out of a hat what order you pick a gift out of, like out of the collective group, and you get up to 3 steals.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
If somebody else gets a gift that you're after, you get to
pounce.
Trade it, steal it. Yeah. So
awesome.
We haven't done it yet. Don't know what the girls have done, but mine is.
Wow.
Indian kind of themed.
Oh, yeah. All right. Look forward to seeing what everyone receives. And Grace, I guess we probably should talk a bit about cricket. The Aussies obviously got the series win the other night, but LJ and I were saying before, like, it definitely doesn't seem like it's been all easy for you guys. There's been some ups and downs and some awesome contests. What have you made of the series so far?
It's been competitive. Well, I guess if you're a journalist or a commentator, it's been quite entertaining.
It has been.
On the field, it's it's been nervy at times.
Yeah.
And also just seemed nervy due to the crowds that have come through the gates and
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The atmosphere that they bring, obviously when I hit a six, I don't exactly get the roar of the crowd that Harmon Pree does, which I'm disappointed about. No, it's been fantastic. It's been a good contest, and I think the women's team in India, they can only get better, and maybe they'll challenge us a fair few more times over the next year. I know that there's a World Cup coming up in South Africa, so quite a buzz to meet them there.
And what's it been like coming over to India, where the crowds are obviously obsessed with cricket? Like, how have you found the reception the team's got both at the games and just out and about?
Yeah, we've been recognised a fair bit. On the street, and there's a lot of people that want photos, so that's been fun. A bit challenging at times. Sometimes you just grab from behind and you got to smile quickly for a selfie or something, so you got to really be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah,
but no, the crowd, they seem to definitely go for India. They don't mind good cricket. I think they appreciate it, and I think they appreciate, you know, some boundaries and some wickets. Hopefully we've entertained them very well, but I've loved the atmosphere over here. I've loved the banter from the sidelines, and when they get all the whistles going and the chants, you can't even talk to your mate next door to you because it's that loud. So it's been great.
Yeah, it looks like it's been totally crazy and probably unlike anything that you guys have played in before. And Grace, obviously you've come to India with some cracking form under your belt. Are you feeling good about your own form, and have you enjoyed the conditions over there for batting?
Definitely enjoyed the conditions for batting. Small boundaries, fast outfield, even wicket. What more could you ask for as a batter? It's been fantastic. I don't know. I've always thought that the conditions might be a bit challenging given the bounce not as high as back in Oz. And just simply because I've played all of my life in Australia, so I know the conditions. So it was the one challenge that I was looking forward to coming over here is how the wickets play and what their bowlers do different to us. They're a lot slower in the air. They're a lot slower generally, spin and pace. So, yeah, I've just been trying to negate their strengths, I guess, and while still sticking to some of mine, but there'll be some interesting shots. I guess I've learned how to baseball bat really wide and slow balls. Definitely adapted to that scenario.
Been fun to watch.
But it's just a good learning experience for myself and for the other girls that have never been to India before. Yeah, I've just been frothing it. I've loved it.
Agreed. And it's like quite a challenging role there in the middle order, just coming out and having to whack boundaries pretty much from the get-go. What kind of mental zone do you need to get into to be able to do that job?
You definitely have to think fairly clearly on how you're attacking the bowler. So I've often, the scenarios that I have worked out with there's been a set batter, mainly Elise Perry. So she's always a fantastic wealth of knowledge when I'm out in the middle. But, yeah, just using kind of what you can do against what they're going to do is how I've thought about it, and not really thinking about getting out too much. More about definitely taking the positive mindset of scoring runs, and this is where I'm going to do it, and I'm going to beat them by doing this. Yeah, I'm taking on the challenge of being the old maybe floating pinch hitter, or, you know, the power at the end within this Australian lineup, because breaking into the top four is going to be fairly hard over the next 12 months. Whatever opportunity I get, M, to break the specialist fielder tag, I take, okay? I'm trying to take that.
Yes, crazy. I'm pretty sure squad. That's shaken. That's shaken.
Yeah, yeah. That's gone.
No, that's long gone.
It's long gone. Look, I'll take any chance I get to bat. And lately, the only thing I've thought is, yes, I get it. I get an actual bat today. So that's mainly what I've thought before walking out. And hey, then aside from that, just really embracing the crowds and the noise that's around, and just the general buzz of the game. Playing international cricket, it's been great.
Doesn't get much better. Yeah. And Grace, obviously, when you play in the teal with the Brisbane Heat, you're at the top order. How does batting in the middle order for Australia alongside, you mentioned Pez, T-Mac and Ash, compare to batting up with Redders at the Heat? Like, different mindset, different approach needed?
We probably talk more serious cricket at this level. little less joking. Little less joking than I do with Red. It's probably definitely all business when I walk out.
Yeah.
And then from there, if I get a few away, I think I earn the right to then talk rubbish. So that's how I've been working through my innings lately. So starting real serious just to make sure they know I'm on.
Know your main and business. Then
I've earned the right just to really joke with Piers about smoking a few sixes over cover, or, you know, maybe whipping out a reverse that I've never played, but, you know.
Piers would love it.
Yeah. I don't know. At the moment, maybe she smiled a couple of times, so I think I'm growing on her just slowly. But tour by tour, I'm working on her, M. Until maybe I might be able to walk out one day and just go, nah. I'm just going to do this. Just joke from the get-go.
You'll be there in no time. No time.
Yeah.
You said it's going to be pretty hard to break into the top four, but like, we do know that, unfortunately, Midgey's hurt her calf and won't be playing in the last game. Any chance you'll be opening for that one?
Oh, look, not going to lie. I've been tempted to send Shell a few messages recently just in the past 24 hours. Like, I'm free and I've batted with Moons before as an opener. You know, like, any chance? Any chance? I haven't yet made my case because, you know, I've just been thinking maybe they're just picking me for this role. So, you know, I've got to embrace this role. But I feel like if I was a bit more established in the team, I definitely would have already sent a few messages away just to buzz around their ears maybe and get them thinking.
That hopefully I can they're get listening there, to the podcast then.
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know.
G'day, Shell.
If you give me more balls, I don't know. Maybe I can score even quicker, Shell. You don't know.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah,
well, we'll see.
Be good fun.
And Grace, LJ and I were discussing just before, like, watching you bat at the Comm Games, like, you played a couple of unreal knocks in the same position in the middle order, and you kind of just walked out to bat like you didn't look remotely nervous, like you had a smile on your face, you just like looked like you were ready to go, and you've carried that across here to India. Like, has anything changed from your perspective coming back into this team? Like, what's behind the run of form in the green and gold?
No, I just think it's the role. Like, I'm very clear on the role that I need to play here. And I feel like when you come into those scenarios, you got to hit to get runs to win it anyway. And then setting, you're trying to score off every ball, and you kind of have to have a similar mentality at number six in the same scenario as you would chasing, because you're trying to set the most amount of runs, right? So at the moment, I'm just doing that and then just trying to appreciate the fact that I get to play and not really taking it a bit for granted or overthinking the game, as I normally do, but just embracing the challenges and embracing a bit of fun out there. And and I think it's just been the role clarity. I just kind of know what I have to do when I walk out. And if I fail, I fail. if I go well, I go well. And lately I've been going well, so I'm sticking at it.
Yes.
Amazing. And one thing we get a few tweets about from the fans is just people asking why we've not seen you bowling recently. Is there a reason behind that?
It's load management, okay. That, and I'm not exactly
the first
choice spinner in this team when you've got Ash and Kingy and JJ normally in the 11. So, you know, it's another one. I'm just going to have to keep biding my time, maybe just whisper in the captain's ear every night. Like, I want to be more established before I do that, before I go asking for too much. I don't know. We'll see about bowling in the future. But I think with Midgey as captain behind the stumps, I might just run past her every now and again. Just be like, listen, Skip, I've got six in me. You need no Rocky. Come on. I'm happy to bowl from that short end too. Come on, you know.
Keep biding your time.
There's only about 9 or 10 options in the team. So
Yeah, exactly.
And Grace,
if they're going well, you're not going to throw it to me, are you?
I mean, you never know. And Grace, just lastly, do you reckon like playing in the green and gold and being in amongst this team, like do you reckon that gives you a lift when you go out to bat? Like do you sort of appreciate the fact that you're batting for your country?
Yeah, I guess. I get a lot more support than when I'm with the Heat because I have a lot less Strikers fans on board or First Scorchers or whoever we play. So I must admit Australia really does unite when the Australians walk out to bat.
Yeah,
I guess I've really loved it. I've really enjoyed the role that I play and the role within the team and playing for Australia. It's been great. It's been fantastic. Like, I guess I never really thought about on this second kind of innings that I'm coming back into the Australian team for. When I was first in the team, it was basically the only thing that you wanted to play for because you're playing for Australia and it's fantastic. Yeah. But I've basically just been a little bit more role centered and then just appreciate really the support that I get from the Australians back home and all the messages that I get that are great. There's some that are still thinking that I'm rubbish, but that's life, isn't it? Yeah.
Clueless.
Yeah. Whatever.
What would they know?
Yeah, whatever. They're probably still Strikers fans.
Those bloody Strikers fans.
Tim heads home in a couple of days. What are the Chrissy plans in the Harris household?
For the first time ever, the next generation are hosting Christmas. So it's a cousin of mine.
Okay.
At his place. But generally everyone shows up with at least 5 desserts, 5 mains, 5 entrees. So there's food enough to feed an army. And
nice.
I've missed our immediate Christmas. I'm pretty sure they had the immediate family Christmas.
Without
on the,
you?
Yep, they've had it already. I think they had it yesterday or the day before. So, you know, I've been booted out of the family. I might be in the Australian cricket family, but been dumped from my own immediate family.
No. Whack. There you go.
That's what happens when there's a tour this close to Christmas.
Yeah.
But all the family get together. It's a big celebration.
Are you cooking anything?
I'm actually taking the prawns.
Okay.
No, I'm not cooking anything. I'm gonna take seafood. I'm taking fresh prawns.
All right, nice. What about
King
Laris?
Prawns, probably about 5 kilos.
Yep. Lovely.
Laris will do a dessert probably. She loves desserts.
Like a pavlova or something?
Better than that. No, oh, okay. We leave the pavlova to her who's really good at pavlova. So, she'll probably do, you know, chopped caramel slices and tarts and stuff like that.
Sounds pretty elite.
Yeah, it is fairly good. Don't worry, there'll be posts on socials.
I feel
about
the Harris family would have just like a really classic Aussie Christmas. Like, I just really envision that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can't beat it.
A few board games sometimes go around because it's easy to drink and just play a couple of games with cards and stuff. And,
imagine you two playing Christmas Day backyard cricket.
We get asked every year. And some years we opt out because we're like, oh, no, it's a rest day for us. We really can't. And then,
load management.
yeah, load maintenance. You know what it's like. And other years we're like, oh, okay. And because it's 6 and out, we just hit one ball and we're good. Then we're out. Then you walk off and you sit on an esky, have another drink.
Happy days.
No, It's fantastic.
Very good. Very good. Oh, Grace, well, it's been so fun to catch up as always. Wishing you all the best for the fifth and final T20 tomorrow night. Can't wait to watch.
Fingers crossed I'm opening.
Yeah, yeah. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed Shell's listening to this and fingers you've got crossed, that I'm spot locked in. Hope it all goes well. Can't wait to watch. And, yeah, hope the Harris family Christmas is everything you dream of as well.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Gracie.
I always enjoy this podcast.
Yes.
Australia away.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.